and brings us on to item or agenda paper 19, which is to look at the committee issue update list, the work in progress. And Michael, I think you can take the glory for this.
I will do. Okay. Paper 19, just slightly different format from previously, in that previously we'd included everything that was on the current meeting agenda plus the things that were in the pipeline. Didn't seem necessary to do that, so we've just kept the things that are in the pipeline that obviously weren't discussed at this meeting. The three items here, the first one that is listed is the IAS 21 repayment of currency translation reserve. This was obviously brought to you in March. Just wanted to let you know that staff are still working on that and expect to bring the issue back to you again at the next meeting. The other two items are to do with IFRS 2 submissions. These are additional submissions. They were referred to briefly in the discussions on IFRS 2 yesterday. We're just holding those back until we had progressed further on the main IFRS 2 issue that we've been discussing yesterday and today, and then we can see how these may or may not be addressed by that project, and if necessary, consider bringing one of or both of these to you separately at a future meeting. Are there any questions that you have on the pipeline issues?
All right, thanks very much, Michael. That brings us to the conclusion of the public session of this meeting of the committee. So thank you, observers, for coming in and attentively taking note of everything we have said, our words of wisdom. And you now have an opportunity to get back to your offices, so you'll be in time for the 3 o'clock webcast of the extractive activities discussion paper. It's going to be riveting, and I recommend that none of you miss it. And for the members of the committee, if you wouldn't mind just waiting for a private session.